Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy. And time you checked out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with sport suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the Big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello Jane Kennedy.
Hi Mickey.
Hello Dangerous Dave.
G'day guys.
Great
Feeling
win
good.
Last night.
Good on you Australia.
Well done. Ashes victory.
Oh, man.
Puts a spring in your step
so
every
good.
Time. What a world we live in.
Yep.
Cop that, you dodgy
yeah,
pond.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that very soon. Plenty to get through on today's program.
Someone's found $50 notes floating down the river south of Wollongong. And we're going to talk about and ask you.
What river is it?
The river in Wollongong.
Oh, done your homework on this one, have you?
Well, my research team
Whatever
is,
it is
very good. I've got all the details when it comes
up. That river's paying out.
Yeah.
It is. But we want to know if anybody else has found any money and what you did with it.
Talk about the rivers of gold.
I know.
That's a genuine river
that
of
is.
Gold.
That's true.
So we'll get on to that,
All right.
Of course.
Well, we've got Crime Watch while we're talking about that.
Okay.
Watch. And I always love a bit of Crime Watch because it's always got a bit of a funny
we'll
edge
give
to
you
it.
One hint.
Yeah, yeah.
McDonald's.
Oh, my
You're
God.
Breaking the law.
When oh, yes, when you use your mobile phone at the drive-thru to pay.
This is causing
Who
major
knew?
Problems for so
Who
many
knew?
People. Cannot wait.
Right.
Okay. Margot Robbie, we advertised this yesterday.
That's
we
true.
Never got to it. She's had sex on a jet ski. I'm fascinated by the story.
Are you fascinated by the imagery of Margot having sex
I'd
on a jet ski?
Like to
Who wouldn't be? I'd be fascinated by that too. Where have you had sex in a weird place?
Well, I don't think we need to go there.
Oh, really?
We need
I thought
to do
that,
that
was
one.
What the question was.
No, remember someone?
Sure, that's where we want to go.
Sorry.
No, well, we might. We'll see how we go.
Okay, all right.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So we've got Georgie Garner.
Georgie Garner's coming up to have a chat with us today.
So the answer to your question, you know that was one of the most famous quiz show answers of all
What's that?
Of all
what
time.
Question was it?
It's like one of those know your partner games. And the answer was, the question was, where's the weirdest place you've had sex? And the woman goes, in the anus.
Oh, my God. Jesus. That's a bit fruity.
So I was about to go there, I thought, when you fired up. But
Hello, kids
Hello,
in the car.
Kids in the car. I don't understand.
Paul Kalage is also coming in to talk. He's got wine stories aplenty, which are great to talk
and
about.
I believe he's making certain accusations.
Yes. Well, I don't think they're accusations. They've seemed fairly... Involves a
the
scarf.
The guy's an idiot. He ran into an inanimate object in my house and
really?
Killed himself.
Really?
Yeah. Pole.
Fridge?
No, he's like a
dog. Why you got a pole in your house? I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
What do you mean you got a pole in your house?
Don't
ask. He hurt himself, taken down a couple of strippers. It was terrible. Hey, Ooh. Now listen.
Gee, you're on a roll here. It's three minutes in.
What about...
Let's talk about how you watched the cricket last night. How
well,
did you watch it?
I didn't watch the cricket.
What?
Why not?
So you know I'm a test nut.
You are.
So I'm in this bind where I can't get 9 Gem. And thank
what?
You, Channel 9.
Why is
Channel
it on
9,
Gem? I don't
you
get it.
Don't deserve to have the cricket if that's
no,
the way you
so
want
either.
To do it. You know you can put it on Go. You can put it on any other one. But you
what's
put it,
Gem the difference?
Gem doesn't come up on Foxtel.
Oh.
Right? So you then have to go back to
what
digital
do you
do? TV.
Yeah.
And then you've got to then go and find it on the digital
yes.
channels. My TV is set up in such a way that it is impossible to...
Just press a button and go off.
Okay, well,
off HDMI 1.
But it doesn't work like that because I had plenty of people ringing me up last night.
I know.
Including my
own
mother going, how can I watch the cricket, son?
It is unfair.
Why did they move it off the main channel, though? It would have been a ratings winner for them.
Well, it bloody rated its bloody head off last night. So it was a dumb idea.
So what's that about? Do they deserve the cricket? What are they going to put it on Gem? So you've got
to
go and try
I listened to it on the tranny again.
Give us a call if you had trouble finding the cricket, 133353.
Yeah, why are they doing that?
Why are they making it impossible for you to watch it on any platform?
Because I think they had 20-1 or something like that on Channel 9 main channel. And I thought
you're kidding me.
Ashes. No, did they?
Later on they did, yeah.
Is when the block on?
Well, the block was on, but then 20-1 came on as well later.
Well, you're living the high life, aren't you?
Oh, no, I went over to 9 Gem because you can get it in HD as well, 9 Gem, so that's one you can get on HD.
But that's a Foxtel thing, isn't it?
No, on the main ones you can as well. You've got to retune your TV for that.
Retune your TV.
Oh, righto. Yeah.
Here's Channel 9.
That
that's what everybody wants to do. Hang on. All the smarty pants are coming on.
Oh, do you want to talk to Ron?
Ron.
Hey, Ron, what do we do? How can we watch this on our normal channel?
You watch it on your telephone. Sorry, on your phone, yeah.
Yeah.
On your iPhone.
No, well, that's who wants to do that. We want a big screen.
You got the 9Now app. I think you can
phone's
watch it on
tiny.
That, can't you?
Yeah, not looks. Tell him to stick it on the end of his nose. It's the same as a big screen.
Can't be watching that. I've got to send my dick pics out on a regular basis.
Hey, everyone's saying Gem's on Foxtel.
No trouble watching 192 on Foxtel. He could watch it.
Craig?
Yeah?
Can we get Gem on Foxtel?
You sure can.
You cannot.
You can, Mickey.
People are saying it's 192.
What?
Go in the programs in your Foxtel box and do a rescan. It'll pick up the channel.
You need a rescan.
A rescan?
What?
Who scans Foxtel?
Who's a rescan? What am I? Do I look like a television like repairman?
I had to do the same thing and pick up an extra 21 channels.
Oh, hang on. Marie, thanks, Craig. Marie might have the answer here. What's going on, Marie? Why can't we have Gem?
Oh, I reckon Mick's got the Povo pack of Foxtel.
What's the Povo pack?
That's the cheapest.
The basic kind of.
Well,
the money I pay them. You've got to be kidding me.
All right, okay.
You've got to be kidding me. I've got three different boxes around the country.
Yeah.
And I play top rates. And they're about to have the three of them closed down.
Okay.
Not this is insane.
What's Anthony saying? Anthony, what am I watching? Where are you watching it?
I watched it on Foxtel and it was on channel 192.
But do you pay extra to be able to get Gem?
No, I've just got standard Foxtel with sport.
Yeah, that's the reasonable sort of package. That's your everyday kind of package.
I guarantee you.
Hang on, I'm going to check this out. I wasn't doing the search. Someone else in my house goes, this is not on Foxtel and the whole...
So there you go. So people are up in arms about this.
Maybe the search wasn't easy enough. And maybe we're not being told. It's all a bit of a... Channel 9.
You need to be told, don't you, where it is, where you can find it.
I just put the stupid cricket on.
All right,
we got that sorted. We just in the end, though, we just want to say well done to the Aussies. An amazing effort.
Apparently.
Nathan Lyon.
Hey,
well
it
done.
Was a ripper.
Incredible.
Well done, all. Cop
we'll
that. Boo all you like, you losers. Ha ha.
We'll come back.
Is.
I just want to, we'll revisit a bit of the cricket. Now, we've got that out of our system.
We're good now, right? Stoshart's in the middle.
It's 9Gem. Okay. 9Gem.
Well, we're here thanks to HSV, the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat.
Who could come and, program it for me? Could I get a tech?
I'll pop in.
Could I get a tech here from the station?
Yeah, get Toddy. He'll fix it up for you. We'll fly him down from Brisbane.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Paul Kalija's going to join us soon. Georgie Gardner in the second hour as well. This is Kennedy Molloy.
It's 9Gem. It's not there. I've gone through the entire catalogue.
And I think we found out, and we might owe you an apology. Well, we must have satellite too. I don't know, I understand, because we can't find it on our Foxtel. There's an answer. Brad? Hey, Brad.
G'day, Jane. Can I pass you on to my son?
Go ahead.
What's going on?
We have satellite Foxtel, and we don't have cable Foxtel. If we had cable Foxtel, we could watch it.
So you're saying you can't, if you've got Foxtel on satellite, you don't get 9Gem?
I don't think so.
Why?
Just watch it on an Optus search box.
Jeez.
My uncle paid $5 a month for, and since we used it through 9Now, and so we had to stream through the internet, and not...
Yeah.
Okay, Brad and your mate, thanks very much for that.
So there it is. There's the answer. I'm on a satellite.
So that's why you can't. But someone might...
Can't get any NBN or anything else in the inner
where
city
the suburb that
where
you
I
are.
Live.
Here's someone who might be able to help you
who?
Out. This is Peter. Hi, Peter.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good, Peter. You're a state supervisor for Foxtel New South Wales.
Oh, I surely am.
Now, can you just explain why can Mick not get 9Gem because he's got a satellite?
If it's in Sydney, he should be able to get 9Gem.
No, it's not. It's in Melbourne at the moment.
Well, even there, you should still be able to get 9Gem.
On satellite?
Yep.
How?
Yep, it should come through the broadcast as per normal, like it does in Sydney.
No, it doesn't. I've gone through every single channel that I have, and there's no 9Gem.
Is there an update button that Mick can press?
Or so
that, you know, like in digital channels that you rescan them?
you can rescan it. If you've got an IQ 4, you just go into the menu.
Oh, here we go. I don't think so.
Not many people have the new IQ 4.
Is this your pitch? Is it to get us all onto the IQ 4? Is that what you're doing? I've noticed you've evaporated all my video libraries and everything I can go in to pick a film. Oh, no, yeah.
Interesting.
I've got three different boxes, Peter. You know exactly what you get from me per month, and I still can't get a back catalogue of films to watch anymore because I have to update to IQ4.
Yikes.
And now to watch cricket, apparently, I have to update to IQ4.
He's not very happy, Nathan, I've got to tell you that. Fair enough.
It's un-Australian not to be able to watch cricket on telly.
It is un-Australian, Nathan. Thank you for the call.
That was Peter.
Oh, sorry, was it Peter? Sorry, Peter. Let's go to Bez. Hi, mate. How are you going?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Now tell us your story in watching the cricket.
Well, I'm 76.
Yeah.
And it took me a little while to work it out.
Okay.
But I got there.
Okay. Well done.
You got there in the end. What'd you do?
Well, if you've got a smart TV, Mick.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Here's the answer, mate. You use your TV remote and flick down to live TV.
Oh, yeah, man, I tried this one, mate. Sorry, Bez, he gets a bit cranky at this stage.
He just
wants to watch the cricket, mate.
Bez, I did this, mate, and then it sits a stupid thing up on my telly that goes, oh, you must try and get all your things through the one
lined
remote.
Up. Oh.
Right.
Yeah. Which, that's the last thing I saw before my TV went out the window.
Hey, Bez, we got a prize for Bez.
Yeah, we have indeed. We've got I'll tell you what, you might enjoy this, Bez. Two tickets to the Beatles Abbey Road live show, which is touring this August.
Oh, that sounds good.
Celebrating their 50th anniversary with some great musicians doing songs of the Beatles. So you and a special guest on our behalf, mate. Go and enjoy that.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Thanks, guys.
TV wouldn't have been around when you were a boy. Oh, would it, Bez?
Mate, you are not wrong.
Well, do you remember the first show you ever watched on telly? Do you remember when the telly came out? Did you go, oh, geez, what's going on here?
I'll tell you what happened, Mick. I lived in Mount Gambier when TV was going in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And the only way we could watch it, we had to put up a 50-foot aerial. and when the weather conditions were okay, we could come in from Ballarat.
Only then could you be able
That's
to see
That's how I
pictures.
Feel, trying to watch Test cricket.
Yes. Yeah, and we'd be halfway through watching Bonanza, and the screen would go snowy, you wouldn't see the end of the bloody program.
you got to see the end of Hoss's fine work. You can't be left high and dry. My grandfather had the first ever remote, Bez, that I ever saw.
Oh, yeah.
He's up in Queensland, and I went round to his house, and he goes, have a look at this, son. And he had a remote the size of a shoebox that was attached by, you know, the curly cords
the old phone used to have, of course, to
something in front of the TV, and it had two buttons, like, go change channels.
Oh, my
channels.
God.
Wow.
It was state-of-the-art, Bez.
Good old days, Bez, where it wasn't confusing and you could watch the bloody cricket.
Yeah, it can be done, Nick.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for our callers. We'll sort it out. It'll all happening for you.
Sounds like I'm in the right.
Oh, no, you're
it sounds
right.
like you are in the right. Mm. In the meantime, we've sort of forgotten about the celebration of how good the game was. Can we go back to that? Can we just hear what happened?
Let's just hear the end, the moment that I missed.
Well, Steve Smith at second slip.
Steve Smith.
Fortress Edgbaston has been breached by the Australians of 2019. Their first win here since 2001, and they win by 251.
Well done, Aussies.
Oh, it would have been great to see.
So good.
And Steve Smith, bang, gets the last catch.
There he goes. Well done, Aussies. Go and have a lie down.
And there's Lords tomorrow, isn't it?
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
No.
Wednesday.
I don't have time to get my...
We'll get the technician to run.
You know, I'm a bit of a
Tradie Janie
on the run. All right.
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is. Wait, did you just say you're going to move into a hotel so you can watch cricket?
I've worked it out.
Don't worry, my phone is lit up. Everybody I know, I've got my mum has finally found it.
What do you mean?
My
so you
mum
didn't even know it was there.
Yes, but she must have an IQ 3 or 4 because another member of my family has just gone to our box, and it's an IQ 2, and there is no gem.
There's no gem.
Did you rescan?
You can't get gem. You can't do it, Dave.
It's not on IQ 2, mister. I'm watching on my phone when I've just bought a big screen TV.
Well, I was just in bed last night.
In this day and age, why should it be so difficult to watch what is our national sport in the greatest sporting contest this country has?
But why isn't it on free-to-air Channel 9?
And you cannot get it on a box in your lounge.
Who's got the cricket rights now? I'm so confused.
Well, Nine have it. It's their last hurrah. Thank you, Nine. Oh, thanks for what a lap of honour.
I need the best.
And then it's going back to
the best result we've had for years.
Seven. Mm. Yes, seven. But how's Channel 9? I've got some serious questions to answer. What is Todd Woodbridge doing hosting? Nothing against Todd Woodbridge. I couldn't care less.
No, it was a bit unusual.
He's not a cricketer. And he's sitting there talking to people like Ian Healy, who clearly know much more about the game than him. But he's in the host chair.
I've heard some news. Why? Someone has explained to me that.
Well, you explain it to me.
That Todd is on a contract and he wasn't doing anything after doing Wimbledon. They thought, well, we can't have the guy sitting around.
So it's a financial thing. So we pay him this and we need to use him.
Yeah, he's a sport commentator.
Well, why don't we get Fatty Boughton to do the cricket?
Well, they may as well. That was the choice they made with Todd.
When you've done such great sporting coverage,
they were the
specifically
cricket
with cricket over so many years. You were the high water mark.
Absolutely.
And to go out on your last ashes, when some people can't even get
what?
It, on telly.
That's
and
true.
Then Todd Woodbridge is the guy who hosts and heads up your cricket.
Not even on the main channel either.
I find that staggering and a bit disrespectful to the sport and those who've played it at the highest level. Well, and it's no disrespect to Todd Woodbridge. I'm not having a crack at him.
Todd's great commentator.
That's a baffling decision to go, why wouldn't you put your best man in for the job?
Absolutely.
You've got pull there.
Yeah.
Say something.
You know industry types.
No pull at Channel 9.
Oh, come on.
Don't be ridiculous.
I saw you hobnobbing up there at the Logies in the Channel 9 party.
Really?
You know what? I just get on with everyone as opposed to you. I am very bipartisan in this world.
All right.
Why is our switchboard lighting up? What are all the callers
calling
They're
all with tips for Mick to tune his TV.
Oh, that's nice for everybody.
Wouldn't it be nice to be able to watch the Ashes?
Well, it would be, but we've established that and we've found out some ways you can do it. Well, there's big news today.
There's no way I can do it.
Right.
There is. We can work it out.
I'm moving into a hotel.
What a waste of money. Why would you do that for?
Well, because they'll have the cricket.
But someone can just come around and tune your TV. It's not
TVs
hard.
TVs now in hotels,
up and go, hello,
they're crap.
Do you have a big corner suite, please? How big's your telly? Sake. And do you have
How long
nine
are you planning?
Gym?
Are you planning to stay in a hotel for the entire test?
5 days.
And who's paying for this?
Five days. I imagine work will do it, won't they?
Come on.
That's what I did when my smoke alarms went off.
What do you mean?
Please don't say that out loud again. Mick's smoke alarms went off and he couldn't turn them off.
Right.
So he moved to a hotel.
Oh, my God. You don't have a ladder? Get up and take
a ladder?
The
ladder in his house? Anyway, by the way, no one over the age of 40 should climb up a ladder unless you're a tradie. What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
You don't know. Okay, how doctors call me up now from hospitals around Australia. One of the biggest issues.
You are an idiot.
I am not an idiot.
You call yourself a tradie.
How dare you?
So what about the current affair report? It was my favourite for last year, which had guys in helmets. Before you get up the ladder, you put on your helmet, and there's a guy on like three steps up, like
on a step ladder,
changing a light in his lounge room, and he's got like a helmet on.
I'm the one that changes light globes. I'm the one that goes up ladders
up
in my house. Yes,
Are
I do.
Are you over 40? Well, you
yes,
shouldn't be doing
but
that.
I always get my children to hold it for me, and I said, if mummy falls off here, it's your fault.
Mate, that is ridiculous. You can't get up a... Molly Meldrum should not get up a ladder. That's
sure.
All,
that
there,
is true.
There, that's all I'm
Most
about.
Most people
true.
Should not. They've got no idea.
Do you know what? I have a toolbox.
You got a toolbox?
What is in it?
Shut up, Dave.
Is that a euphemism?
No, because I was down the coast, right, and where I didn't even have a torch, you know, down the coast when if electricity goes out. You know
yes,
where I am.
Where it happens often.
In a national park. There's just no one around.
Right.
Anyway, so all my mates were having a go. I mean, they go, I bet you don't even have a toolbox. I go, oh, I do. And I went and I got it and I slammed it down on the table. No. And then they opened it up and all the tools were still in their package. Yeah.
Hammers,
was
screwdrivers.
That a Christmas present?
Chisels.
Oh, shut up, Jane. Oh, hey, let's go to a break. We'll come back.
We've got a little bit of news about Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons. This is a disturbing story.
Then Paul Kaliza to join us. Then Georgie Gardner.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
What's that noise?
That's Mick groaning.
He's still hard cranky. Is it to watch cricket in this country? It's
on Australia. You've struck a nerve with everybody, actually, because...
Well, it's gone nuts.
Oh, hang on a minute. Paul from Bowen Heads.
Yes.
Hang on, can we get him on the line? This is interesting.
I've got to get him. He's not there at the moment.
Isn't he? Here he is.
Ringing him back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was saying that Foxtel are doing free upgrades for the new box. Free. For free.
Free for free.
Free for free.
How does that help me? I'm on the dish.
We've got Paul now. Hey, Paul.
Yeah, if you ring up Foxtel and tell them you're a valued customer, they chased me. They're doing the upgrade to Foxtel 4 for nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a valued customer, Mick, aren't you?
Yeah, what do they want?
Well, they're saying it for free. They want you to stay a customer.
Yeah, but even with a box, I'm on the dish, you idiots.
Yeah, but you still need a box with the dish. They can accommodate you, can't they?
They can't get it. What's the point of having the box? All I want is the cricket. You can't give me the cricket because I'm on the dish.
But how do you change your channels? What's the dish run through?
You know, we got live shots of the man on the moon.
Thank you, Paul.
It's on a dish.
Can we give a prize for Paul for his nice suggestion?
Prize back on your way.
See us whop the poms at Edgbaston.
Okay, let me change subject for a minute.
Right.
Whatever.
This is very interesting. I saw this unfolding this morning. Ben Simmons was out with his mates at Melbourne's Crown Casino, and they were walking around. He's posed for selfies, which I imagine he stopped all the time.
It would have caused a storm there, I imagine.
He's pretty now.
Familiar with the layout. Him strolling around on that basement level.
Let's just say he's a pretty tall guy. He stands out a bit.
Easily recognisable.
He's with a group of his mates. And they were trying to get into. Now, I know this area quite well. There's a food court and then there's a gaming area just nearby. No. What do you mean? Well, I know the food court better than I know gambling. Trust me. Good sweet and sour pork. There at about 3 in the morning. So they tried to get in.
I'm like a high roller in the food court. I'm like what they call a whale.
Yeah.
They see me coming and everyone gets super excited.
Everybody starts to, oh, God,
all
here
the attendants come out.
Fire up the oil, everyone. Yeah. Mickey's on the way.
Right.
Okay, so he's out just outside the food court and they've tried to get in. And
to the gaming floor.
Gaming floor. He's saying they were turned away. He's taken out his phone and he's filmed with the two bouncers that have turned these guys away.
Right.
He said they would let my mate in and he shows his mate, but they wouldn't let us guys in. Now, he doesn't actually say anything to do with skin colour, but he shows us that Ben and his mates.
White guy good.
White guy got in. Other guys, not so much. He immediately, apparently, it was up for about 23 seconds and then he took it down.
Well, with 4.3 million followers, that stuff can get.
It was captured.
Well, boom. That's
the genie's
captured.
Out of the bottle.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
So,
is this making worldwide news?
It is. It's been on TMZ. It'll be on all the news reports, all the sports shows, ESPN, everything's onto it.
Reflect poorly on us again, no doubt.
Mm. Well, here's the thing. Crown have put out a statement. Now they're saying the guys didn't show ID. They're saying they did. They're saying that the reason they asked for ID is because they don't want anyone under the age of 18.
Well,
I would suggest that Ben Simmons doesn't look under the age of 18, or nor did his mates.
And it's Ben Simmons.
Well, it's fair enough if people don't know who Ben is. You know, all that. You can't. And I don't think he was playing the don't you know who I am card. Mm. He was just going, hang on a minute. It's called a bit of a freckle. What's interesting is the way it's been reported is they're saying that Crown Casino, for people in the US, if you're not familiar with that venue, it's where Tiger Woods, where it all unraveled for him when he first met up with one of those chicks many years
Tiger
ago.
Tiger Woods, that's where the whole thing
where
came undone.
Happened.
Began there.
That's where it is. Yeah. That was the beginning of the end.
I would say that the time.
Lucatel, what's her name?
Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel
Lucatel.
Boy, you two are quick off them. This is like a mastermind.
Just come to my head.
Fantastic. That was it. Downfall.
Downfall, gone. Yep. So I don't know what the outcome's going to be.
Why? And what was the reason for not letting him in?
They are saying it's the clothing situation.
What was the clothing?
Well, they say you're not allowed to wear camouflage pants or something else. Have a look at the people who are on a $10
pokey right now.
I've been on that floor and it's not exactly doyens of the fashion industry.
Can we just get that straight?
I'll tell you what. If he had flown in on a private plane and said, I want to drop $1 million,
right.
They would have waved his camouflage pants through quick sticks.
Yeah,
the reporting of this is also a bit extraordinary too. There's a rush of middle-aged white people to go
about Crown.
I don't think there's anything in it.
No, and people go, that's all right. I get asked for ID all the time, and I'm this age. It doesn't matter. Ben was making an interesting point, and I just find the whole, it's all very interesting. I wish he was playing basketball here, which he's not anyway. He's going to play that game. He's not anymore, but oh well.
Is he going back? I doubt he'll go back to Crown.
Yeah, I think he'll be on his way back now. He's on his way. How much?
I'm talking to Crown about Crown.
Oh, he won't be going back to Crown tonight unless they have him in a high rollers room and, you know, treat him with a bit of, Okay.
You might have been watching the Ashes last night.
I mean, look, we've all at some stage been knocked back by security at Crown.
Really?
In fact, someone I know.
Oh, what's this going?
Not only many years ago was not only put in a cab, but the security guards got in the cab behind him to make sure he drove out of the general area. Biggie. Right.
Oh, well done.
Okay.
Australia.
That's a good night.
Yeah, it really was. All right. Paul Kalisi is going to join us right after this. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Last time Paul Kalisi dropped by, he alerted Mick to an exciting development.
Mick, there's a strip club in Perth, which is honouring Anzac Day with a women in uniform night.
Okay.
And servicemen and servicewomen get in for free.
I served.
What do you mean? As an entertainer for the troops.
But I tell you what, I haven't entertained like these girls. Well, not that kind of entertainment.
Please welcome back to the show, comedian and wine bluff, Paul Kalisi.
Kalisi. How are you, mate? Yeah,
good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
I should point out, too, I work with Paul on a regular basis on the front bar. Paul's one of our writers on the show. Does
so
a
you're
saying
a bit sick of seeing him or yeah, a bit over it?
No, I don't find him that unusual or interesting.
You walked in wearing a scarf today.
Should I go now? Yes, I'm a big scarf wearer, Jane.
That's a big issue because you're either a scarf wearing man or a non scarf wearing man.
And Mick, you're more of a
scarf. I wear a Richmond scarf to the footy, and if I feel like wining and dining, I've been known to put a black one on.
Really? Never seen him.
Where did you get a nice scarf from?
Actually, I'll tell you, Santo Chilaro for me once, and it's beautiful material. Mm. You wouldn't understand what I'm talking about. So it's beautiful imported.
Cashmere, is it?
Well, yes, in the family, in the neighbourhood.
What do you think of a man in a scarf, Jane? What words come to mind?
I'm pro scarf.
Sophisticated? Stylish?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Not too vain, because it's practical.
bit Doctor Who-y. So what's your point? What's your point with the?
Well, I'm wearing. I actually had to buy a new scarf because my last scarf, which I got when I was in Paris, so it means a lot to me.
Yeah.
I left at Mick's place, but he denies that it's. I texted Mick saying,
"Is this the new scarf you're wearing?"
The guy's an idiot.
No. I texted Mick, and Mick, you know what Mick's like. He never texts back for at least 3 hours. He texts back within 2 minutes. So to me, that's saying he's still in bed, hasn't looked for it.
Oh, yeah.
I go, "Is my scarf there?" He's going, "No, it's not here." But then I saw one of his mates, Richie, and I go, "I was talking about my new scarf I bought."
What are you, a spectacle or something? Yeah. Trying to get your scarf.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
You spoke to Richie. What did he say?
He said, "Oh, I saw you wearing that scarf when you got to Mix." I went, "Aha, I've got a witness." And then Richie goes, "Oh, hang on, I don't want to be involved." I go,
it's going to be on the couch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, honestly, it'll be there. Yeah, you'll find it in a second.
I don't think you'll find it.
There's rooms where
my information is, it's not there.
Okay.
There's rooms he doesn't even go into in that place.
So it's palatial.
Well, there's definitely got to be
rooms you shouldn't go into. like the one where you knocked yourself out. Yeah, well, still good. You idiots.
Who puts a black metal pole in a darkened room?
See, I don't think we need to really have that mental image of a pole in Mick's
bedroom.
Abode.
That's a fair point.
It's in the bedroom.
That's a fair point.
Okay, so you've come in, you've had a whinge. I don't have your.
But you might.
Scarf.
It might be there. You just haven't really looked very far.
I'm not buying it.
Whatever. Okay. Now, do I hear you've been to wine school?
Well, yes, because
you come across like a right royal wanker today because you've already said I bought a scarf.
You walked in a scarf.
I bought a scarf in Paris, and I think someone's stolen it. And now you've go off to wine school. What wine school?
Are you suggesting I'm a bit la-di-da?
You're a bit la-di-da.
Well, because I do this wine show, I thought I'd try and improve my knowledge, so I signed up for.
What kind of wine course? Well, like a bottle shop or something.
it's a real deal, Jane. It's a Wesset. Course, I'm doing Wesset level 2. I just level 1, don't need to do it, just straight to level. You know, at the Olympics when the high jumper goes, "Nah, I'll start at the next height."
Okay, your neck level.
It's Wesset level 2, which is the sommeliers do this.
The what?
The sommeliers.
What's a sommelier?
It's a sommelier, as you call them. But I know how to pronounce
the wank factor is just gone.
I know how to pronounce
sommelier.
A sommelier.
Yeah, that's how they. I've learnt a lot in
what
my first day.
What have you learnt about wine? What do you need to know about wine?
Well, I learnt.
Hey, it's red, it's white.
No, look, I learnt a lot of things. First of all, I thought there was a wine called Chardonnay. I was wrong, but there actually is a wine called Chardonnay.
You really have changed.
There's also a dancer at a club around the corner called Chardonnay too.
She danced with Chablis.
I've learned a lot, and it's been very, very helpful.
Okay, yeah. So how long do you intend to do this course, and for what reason?
I thought your wine show went belly up, didn't it? Didn't the other guy almost die?
Well, hang on.
Didn't he die?
Well, there was a health issue.
Wasn't he clinically dead?
There was a health issue, Mick. He had a heart issue.
He carked it on stage.
Well, no, it wasn't on stage. He was playing indoor cricket, and he had a minor. It was at the lower end of the heart attack scale. It was like, you know, like a stitch, but just move it up.
Is Damien happy about you talking about this on
him? He's fine.
So he's had like a murmur. So he's had like a irregular heartbeat.
Attack.
And he's gone to town on it. He's milked it.
I don't know if that's the case.
He's made the ambulance turn.
Has he made a recovery? This is what we want to know, and we're worried about him.
He's fine now. He was lucky because he was playing indoor cricket, and Jane, I don't know
if he
played.
Well, that's silly. Why is he playing indoor cricket?
Why do something from the 80s? It's 2019.
Why do people insist on doing that?
You don't want to have an injury at indoor cricket because, I don't know if you've ever played, but the nets are really hard to get into. Like, there's this one little slit that you've got to, it takes two people to pull it open.
Yeah, you're right.
So if an ambulance turns up there, then there's no way they're getting around.
Is he back on deck?
He's fine. He's doing tours in Tasmania. He's fine. He's stronger than he was.
But you two are going on the road together again and you're doing a show.
We're going back on the road.
Do you have the stank libs?
We'll put a defibrillator in the as part of the green room. Right.
We're going to go to Radical. Break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some pairings of food and wine.
Sure thing.
Especially down Mick's Alley.
You got some dates there, Dave.
You bet. And we'll get you some more, but thewinebluffs.com.au. More with Paul right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Paul Kaleisha as well. By the way, the Wine Bluffs all around from October. They've got Lawn, Shoalhaven. We've got Sutton Forest in New South Wales and Frankston, Knox.
This is all pending health, right?
He'll be fine.
His health holds
mate, up. I've got to carry him on stage now, but he's fine.
Do you have to drink when you're on stage too? Is that good for his ticker?
It's not because Damo skulls a glass in the first minute of the show.
Okay.
Mm. Right.
He tries to open the signals
are not good so far.
He tries to open a bottle of wine in a shoe on the wall. So it's quite a physical. He does a lot more.
Are you learning this at wine class?
I wouldn't have thought so.
No, not that.
What's the best thing you've learned at wine class?
I've learned a hell of a lot of things. And maybe Jane, you could, because you love your champagne. You've been to Champagne.
Yes.
I'll ask you guys one question.
I'm a woman of the people.
Why did you open this up?
Here's one question.
Okay.
What are the only three grape varieties that are allowed to be used in champagne?
Oh, Chardonnay.
That's Chardonnay. Yes.
Chardonnay.
Yes. One. That's one.
Would
correct.
Would it be Sauvignon? Would it be Chablis?
And prunes.
Spumante.
I want to try your version. Pinot Noir. That's two. It's just one more.
And it's not Chablis, is it?
It's another grape.
It's just a grape.
Pinot Gris.
No.
Oh, what?
Pinot Meunier.
Pinot Meunier.
Yeah.
All right,
well, that was close. You got two out of three. That's not bad. But you're the dunce of the class.
I'm the dunce.
You're the dunce.
Stupid class. What would I know? I'm interested in,
she'll win the practical, trust me.
Everybody talks about wine pairings, I think is a big fat wank myself. Yes. But I'm interested, just say for the normal person, yes, he's not eating degustation food and fancy food. What happens if you've got
just wants a burger ring and a...
Well, or a dimmy, like a fried dim sim. What is the best wine to go with a dim sim?
Well, you need a massive, big, I reckon, Barossa Shiraz to wash that down.
Oh, really?
You really do. The whole bottle. I'm talking about the whole bottle.
The whole bottle.
Yes.
Okay, that's a ridiculous tip, but thank you.
Yeah, I've got plenty of ridiculous tips.
What about you've got fairy bread. What wine goes with fairy bread?
Oh, New Zealand Sauv Blanc. I mean, it's... It's already sweet, and so you add more sweetness.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
New Zealand wine's overrated. Discuss.
What was that?
Oh, New Zealand wine's overrated.
Oh, yes. Oh, there's some good New Zealand wine, but in the entry-level Sauv Blanc from the Marlborough region, but you get a central...
If you say Sauv Blanc on this show again...
Yeah, don't you ever say that on this show.
I never will. You're right. We should eradicate that from the vocabulary.
Correct.
I saw a bottle of two paddocks... wine
yes, you
in
would
the fridge.
Have.
Well, that's a good New Zealand.
That
wine.
Is a good. That is
Sam Neill's wine.
It is. He brought it in here himself.
And you've got a whole box of it, I hear.
Oh yeah, rosé. He's just made a great rosé.
And by the way, keep your beady eyes off it.
Yeah.
Well, where is it? There's half a bottle. There's only half a bottle left.
Oh yeah, that's well.
Is this how you run this show?
Pretty much. Hey, mate.
Thank you, Paul.
When are you off on tour? October 5th?
Yeah, where
October. Are you going first? Lawn Festival of Performing Arts. Good stuff. Should I come off the bench or something? What happens if anything happens to the...
Oh, yeah.
Mate, I'd love you to come off the bench, mate. We might need you. He's fine. Damo... He's in big trouble with him. You are in huge trouble with Damo.
I'm in
massive trouble. This could be the last show.
Can you get insurance for this tour?
Well, I might need it.
All right. Have fun, Paul, and I'll see you on Thursday night.
For the front bar.
Front bar.
Good hey, by the way, we had a Twitter poll going just while you gents were talking, and Jane. Did Mick steal Paul's scarf? 88% said yes.
Yes.
It's there somewhere.
It's definitely there.
It's definitely there.
You'll never know, will you?
I can see it already in your house somewhere.
You'll never know. What's it look like?
I can see it in the couch.
It's grey and it's got a French word on it because I bought it in Paris.
Oh, we've heard 10 times. Yes.
All right. Paul Kaliza there. Georgie Gardner to join us right after this.
It's ringing a bell.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Strap yourself in. This promises to be a big hour coming up. Margot Robbie got a route on a jet ski. Isn't that fantastic news?
It is. Well, she's let everybody know.
We'll get around to talking about that.
Right. So I don't say anything more after that.
Well,
do I?
You can. What do you want to say?
No, I can say more, but not about the jet ski or Margot Robbie
would you
and
like
having
to?
Sex. No. I really don't.
What do you know?
No, nothing
Tell
more
me,
than
were you there?
No, well, thousands.
Now it is getting horny.
Thousands of $50 bills were found floating down river in New South Wales, down Mullet Creek at Dapto,
Someone's done their research.
Hey, Mullet Creek is paying out, people.
It is.
Get,
but have you
get
ever
down
found
there
money?
For a swim?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's all picked up now.
Salmon upstream, $50 notes downstream.
Ah, the copper's got it all. Ah. Saw them picking it out of the water in emergency services. What have you, though? Have you found a heap of cash? Because I heard some boys talking about it this morning on radio and people rang up. Some people found $4,000, didn't hand it back to the coppers, went on a trip to Bali with his family. This is what I mean. I'm fascinated to know what people do.
That's unusual.
Well, I would have thought you handed in, don't you?
Oh, well. When you pay $4,000 for a handbag, I suppose, it's down the bottom end of the pool. But it's not much money to you, is it? Yeah. To others,
I'm saying you hand it back, not steal it.
Hey, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. We've got a lot to get through. This noise app, we want to talk about at some stage.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Good idea.
Let's start at the top with this chick.
Our next guest, Georgie Gardner, started out reading news on the radio in the 90s. She then made the move across to TV with stints in the 10, 7 and Channel 9 newsrooms.
Hostages, homicide detectives, disaster zone.
These days she's up early.
Good morning.
Co-hosting the Today Show.
Start so early.
5:30.
Bloody hell, 5:30 a.m.
Well, sometimes.
For the first time in 7 years, I forgot to set my alarm.
With a razor-sharp wit.
The Logies on Sunday. This is my outfit, by the way. It's my muff.
Natalia's brought back the muff. I think we should move on.
And the ability to handle anything live TV throws her way.
Apparently I said I'd get up close with deadly snakes. Put it around my neck. Oh! All I'm thinking is I wish I had a manicure because you keep taking close-ups of my fingers.
Please welcome back to the show, journalist and TV host, Georgie Gardner.
Oh, well, very nice to have you, Georgie, at this time of the day.
Oh, lovely to be here, but I tell you what, I'm sounding a bit promiscuous having worked at all three commercial TV networks.
Well, not only that, we just established that you used to work at Triple M.
Yeah.
I did.
House of M's. You're one of us. You're in the Brotherhood.
Yeah. Well, it's good to be back.
Tell us where and when.
Oh, gosh, when? Okay, so we're talking mid-90s.
Oh, they're good times.
Triple M, Bondi Junction, Sydney. Oh, yeah, there were bomber jackets aplenty.
Wow.
And were there ratings parties at the actual station in those days?
I do recall a few, yes. Yeah, they were pretty heady days, if you get my drift.
We get your drift very well, Georgie. And look, we're just happy to catch up and chat with you because how long has it been now that you've been in the seat? On The Breakfast Show in its newest re-emergence with your good mate, Deb?
Well, we started the beginning of the year. Yes. So, yeah, I did 7 years news reading.
Of course.
Took off for a few years, back last year with Carl, and then, yeah, 6 months in the seat with Deb alongside me.
Now, you know how supportive I've been. Mick has been very dubious and quite rude about
you. I've been there. I've been a one-man publicity machine, a tornado for that show. I've done all I could. Did you have Carl on today, did you?
Yeah.
We did. We had a chat to Carl. Yeah, it was good.
Well, he's
bore everyone shitless, did he? What was he doing? Was he pretending he was Lord of the Manor? What was his attitude?
Carl was in very good form, I'll have you know, Mick Molloy. Hmm. And he was talking about same time next year, the second series of that fabulous show. So he was coming to us, I might say, live from Hawaii, where he was supposedly on assignment for 60 minutes. I'm not quite sure. Not quite sure how that works. But look, he wasn't on the Arctic Pea, I can tell you that.
Well, that's good news. That's very good news.
What possible story could he be reporting on Hawaii?
Well, it might have just been a stopover.
Price of pineapples have gone up. Oh, no.
That sounds like you should be there in Hawaii, but what did you do? You've upset Carl. What have you done to Carl?
I'll tell you what, Georgie, you should think about, if you ever want to read the news, that Hawaii is a good place to do it, because I kid you not, the main newsreader on the Nine like network is wearing a floral shirt. He's wearing
the Hawaiian shirt.
He's wearing the fat guy shirt.
Yeah.
With a lay. Yeah. So there's not a lot of preparation involved.
Mick, don't you say that you always feel really trim in Hawaii?
I am. Mate, I am. I'm like a supermodel in Hawaii because everyone's XXL. Like, I'm
That's
an XL.
True.
I'm like a waif.
There you go. There's hope for us all.
There's hope for us all.
Hey, Georgie, the big news of the day this morning must have been the cricket. I was listening last night. You would have had to go to bed at some stage, but what was the vibe on the show today?
It was a good vibe. And I tell you what, people tuned in. More than a million people watched the cricket last night.
That's true.
And, you know, it's a bloody good result, let it be said. I think it was day two, wasn't it, when we were down and out and it was looking pretty hopeless. So it was such a come-from-behind victory and one for the ages, they're saying. It was breaking an 18-year hoodoo at Edgbaston, which apparently just, you know.
It's been a graveyard for us for a long time.
Exactly. And obviously we know, you know, great redemption from Steve Smith with the double century. But yesterday it was all about Lyon, wasn't it?
Gary Lyon, as we call him. Gary.
Nice one, Gary.
Gary Lyon. Nathan Lyon has been a bit of an unsung hero, I reckon. And to get 6 wickets, I think he clocked up, is it now 350 in total? He's a bit of a star.
Well, he's called the GOAT, the greatest of all times, with the amount of wickets he's now taking. I'm more interested in the hotties he goes out with. His last two girlfriends have been absolutely drop-dead gorgeous.
They have been.
I don't know how he does it, because let's be honest.
Well, let's be frank.
What are you saying?
He's a very ordinary-looking man.
Well.
And that's being polite. There's nothing.
It's getting worse.
Do you know what I've missed? And these were the good old days in the Warney days and other days. Now, I might be saying something out of school here, but I did like seeing the cricket wags, sitting there watching their partners play. Now, that's all gone. We have to look at pasty English guys singing those incessant songs over and over. I didn't mind seeing the girls, but they're not allowed to go now.
I used to love watching Michael Clarke get a ton or 150 because they'd always cut to his girlfriend in the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
So I get all the boys. Yeah. He's on 95.
Yeah.
Come
get
on
him
down.
To come in and have
a
look.
Well, cool. I think he's brought one of his new girlfriend along and she's causing trouble in the wag camp.
Nathan Lyon.
Really?
Oh, you've got inside
scoop
very there.
Interesting.
All right, we better find out a bit more scoop. Will you stay with us, Georgie? We'll just have a listen.
It's hard hitting, Georgie.
Triple M hard stuff here.
Yeah, that's it. Georgie Gardner's with us. You can watch today weekdays from 5:30 on 9. More after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Georgie Gardner joining Jane and Mick in studio right now. Watch today weekdays from 5:30 on 9.
Should we go to bed in a minute? Well, yeah. We just had a chat
off
air.
What time do you go to bed?
7:30.
You're lucky you haven't dropped off. what time do I go to bed? Well, the kids tuck me in, usually at about sort of 7:38, Jane. I'm a whole barrel of laughs.
Oh, you are a good time girl. Do you have a nana nap? I've asked you this before, haven't I?
Look, I don't. I generally don't because I'm buzzing around doing things. Yeah. But
what does your husband do? Does he go out?
Yeah, look,
he could sneak out and get back in at 2 in the morning.
Have the time of his life.
Exactly, gone for dust. I wouldn't have a clue. That's why the marriage works very well, actually.
Yeah. One in, one out. That's how it works.
So are you sensitive to noise? Are you, does everyone around have to tiptoe around the house after 7:30? Are we, don't wake mum?
There is a bit of that. There is a bit of that. And I think I know where you're going with this because the noise app, I think you're referring to.
I'd like to get to the bottom of this.
Noise app.
Yes.
So, well, this is interesting. You discussed this today and it's come across our desk. We were going to tackle this today on Kennedy Malloy. The noise app.
What's the deal?
Well, noisy neighbours accounts for just so many complaints around this country of ours. And so someone's come up with an app that basically allows you to record on your smartphone the noise, you know, the barking dog, the raucous party, the recorder practice, the shouting mother.
Every weeknight of your life, Mick.
The loud sex, whatever.
Hang on.
Whatever it might be. Then, of course, you send a file stamped with the date and the time to the council database, and then they can basically take action off the back of what you've sent
him. Really?
Wow.
And I guess that the bottom line is they say that confronting your neighbours about noise can be very emotional. It can sometimes be hard to prove.
Oh, so this is anonymous.
Into a body.
So this is taking away the confrontation. It's taking over the standover tactics. But the first thing that occurred to me is, where on earth does this leave a current affair?
That's right. What can they do if they can't intervene and it's all taking care of itself?
Neighbourhood disputes are fodder for a current affair.
They totally are. I would find it very
I'll have to hang down around the laundromat trying to see if a guy doing the dry cleaning will return the $20 they left in his pocket.
Those stories are still going around. Hey, Mickey, have you ever dobbed anyone in for having noise?
Normally been on the receiving end myself. What I generally do, and this is it, if you're going to have a party or you've got to do something, it's a bit of notice. Hi, guys. Just letting everyone know, this Thursday night is the anniversary of our indoor cricket team's premiership. I have 8 guys coming over. Might be a tad noisy. Mm. Thanks for your consideration.
Yes.
That's all you get.
Heads up is always good. We get a lot of that in our letterbox.
Or do you invite them?
I'm pretty sure my neighbour's making suits out of human skin in some kind of basement, so that's a no.
It's just the neighbour you want.
I wouldn't have thought so. We have a lot of 21sts around our place.
Right.
And do you know what, to be honest, I would just hate to be that Mrs. Mangle who is the one who goes, shut up with the noise. Don't you want people to have a good time at their parties?
Precisely.
What is really the worst thing that can happen to you? If somebody's having a noisy party, I can't stand that.
But I think their choice of music has a lot to do with it, actually, Jane.
Oh, can't they get over it for a night?
Surely. I think there's this thing that goes on where it's not even always about the noise, but people are so lonely now and have no way to interact with the world.
Oh.
The idea that they can make a complaint means they're engaging and now they've got to write a letter and now they're involved. There are people who just don't have anything better to do.
I think it's a type of person who's either not a queue jumper, but somebody who complains about noise. I mean, it's indicative of what they do in life.
Yes, it's someone with way too much time on their hands.
Correct.
Yeah, just get on with it. You live in suburbia.
Come on.
Put up with the noise.
No.
But no shrill recorder practice.
Absolutely. What's coming up on the show in the next few days, Georgie? What can we look forward to?
Oh, well, Jane, every day is a surprise for you and me. That's what I love about the gig. I never quite know what I'm going to be confronted with.
Well, perhaps it'll be a bit of Ben Simmons talk. That might come across the table as we discussed earlier today.
You guys all sobered up after the Logies? You were, your table was off the charts.
Beg your pardon?
Yes.
I was very tidy, wasn't I, Jane? I saw you at the end of the night.
Yes, we're
talking about noise complaints. I was about to make a noise complaint on table 17.
We love Dickie and he was great value too. So thanks
for Dickie was a bit sour on the night, I think, just because every single person who got up made a joke about Richard Wilkins. And I reckon by the end of it, he's going, okay.
Had enough.
Enough's enough.
Yeah. I think Stefanovic beat him on that one.
Fair enough.
All right. We can watch today weekdays from 5:30 on 9. Georgie Gardner, thanks for swinging by.
Good on you, Georgie. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks for having me, team. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You bet it is. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy here. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What do you want about now?
Well, I always love hearing when people find money. There's generally a story behind it. I think, my CSI Australia line goes wild when there's money floating around somewhere. And
what are you talking about? What particular?
Okay, well, there's a new story. Let me, we'll fill you in, have a listen to the news here.
A very honest boy on his way to school did what many of us might not have done.
Happened to look in and saw some money there. He retrieved some and emergency services were contacted.
They were all fishing for 50s. A few 50s suddenly became a couple of grand.
Okay, so that's down Mullet Creek, at Dapto, south of the Gong. Mm. And I saw it on the news.
Dapto. You know, there's a very colourful race course.
Yeah, right.
And a prison.
Dapto and a prison.
And a prison.
And now
Dapto.
Floating money on a
and
river.
And now floating money. You join the dots.
See, this is what I mean. See how interesting
you know
it is.
There was a day in Dapto when the prison warders won every single race at the Dapto Dogs.
Interesting.
Every single race.
At the Dogs.
Having gotten tips from prisoners.
Oh, I anyway, see. Okay, yeah. That's interesting. Well,
I'd be careful with this money. Has everyone seen No Country for Old Men?
You don't know
where that money comes from, and you don't know who might want it back.
Yeah.
Well, and that is why they called the cops. The son, the boy, phoned his parents and said, "Look what I found." They go, "Okay, just don't put any in your pockets, mate." Just they called up the cops, and I could see them on the news. You could see them scooping it up. But it just makes me think: Have you ever found money anywhere? Or it's never happened to me. Even I haven't found, I've found $5.
No.
Maybe about 15 years
ago. I found a
wallet
once with $100 in it. No ID.
And no ID.
No, kept it.
Oh, that's a green light.
So you say.
Thank you.
Do you know the most disappointing thing in the world is the reward? So you find a wallet. Yeah. You go, there's $100 in here. You know what? If there's a driver, I'm going to call them. I'm going to give it back because I reckon you know what?
Yeah, yeah.
So they'll carve me
I'll
off
get a return.
Well, of course you should get one.
Nothing.
No, that's
and you sit down and you go, you've gone out of your way.
Absolutely.
I've dropped it off.
Yeah, yeah.
And
is there
a
template
for... Oh, good
for...
on you, mate. Thanks.
Of course you would, with all your cards and everything
else. Is there a rule of thumb? Just say it was a wallet that had $200 in it.
Mm.
Would it be 10% or 20%? What would you think would be fair if you handed that in? Half?
20%. 20%.
I think 20%
is a commission.
Right.
You've got a clip on the way through.
Has anybody found money?
You should do what the cops do, which is they're very good at this. So say... Right. They'll go into a house and recover $400,000. Then the same criminals will be going, yeah, you know that $400,000, that was actually $800,000.
Interesting.
Well, it's just the old cops have gone, we'll have this, we'll have that, and they report the... I mean, in the old days.
Right. Okay.
Not now. Not with our clean department of law enforcement in this country. Hey, let's go to Stuart. He's found some money. What happened to you, Stuart?
Yeah, look, I found $10,000 in a roof.
Jeepers.
Crikey.
And it was all in the old $20 paper notes.
Yeah.
You know, the old orange.
Yeah. The big ones, yeah.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I was up in the roof. I'm a plumber, and I was moving a water pipe, and I was just looking around, you know, the two things, because I was going to be using the oxy, that were going to catch a light, and I noticed a bit of newspaper, and I picked up the bit of newspaper, and, yeah, there was $10,000 inside it.
Okay. Now, what happened from there on, Stuart?
Okay, so, well, I didn't say anything to anyone.
Yeah.
I just, you know, shoved it down my nuts.
Plumber's gear.
Went to my truck, and I threw it in my truck, and then I finished the day, and then the next day I was sort of feeling guilty.
Yeah.
So I thought, I better say something to the builder. But apparently the house had been sold. It was a deceased estate, and it had been bought by the new...
Green light, Stuart. Green light.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And the fact that it's the old paper money means it's been there for a while.
30, 40 years.
It's almost.
Yeah. And what'd you spend it on?
It was wrapped up in a 1998 form guide.
Oh.
Yeah. And the story
track
goes,
winnings.
The bloke that died was an SP bookie.
Wow.
And, so apparently, you know...
He would have liked it.
I spent the rest of the next day up in that roof looking for more.
And what did you spend the money on? Did you sort of... Was it money for jam? You bought yourself a treat?
No. I took it home and I gave it to the missus and, you know, we sort of put on the mortgage. So, I mean, that was a lot of money back then.
It's a lot of money now.
Well done, Stuart. Yeah, thanks for the call. George is on the line. George, what did you
do? Afternoon. How are we?
Yeah, good. What happened?
I was at an ATM machine at Southern Cross Station, patiently waiting for my turn. Pretty young girl that was ahead of me. She kept looking back at me, giving me some really not very pleasant looks. When she finished her business, I stepped forward to use the ATM when I found her money still in the dispenser. So I called her back to try to tell her, and she aggressively turned around and goes, "Ew, I have a boyfriend, you know." And stormed off. So I kept the money.
Wow.
You tried to do the right thing, George, is what I would say to you.
I tried. But if our young lady's listening, thank you very much. My car enjoyed that detail.
$300. Well, she's given you a clip on the way out while you tried to do the right thing.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take more of your calls.
These
we're enjoying
are good calls.
These.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy here. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy. The story went that some $20 notes were floating down a river. Are they $50 notes?
Yeah, pineapples.
Oh, no.
Bang.
Yeah.
Bang. Get your togs on.
Yeah.
Just go for a dip. I like the style of that. Begs the question, though, if you find money, what's your obligation? What's the moral right thing to do?
I'm not
do
sure if the moral compass is very huge on the Triple M audience.
Pretty flexible.
It's interesting.
But I've approved of everything I've heard so far.
Me too.
Anyway, would you hand it back? What are the circumstances? Let's get cracking.
Brad, did you find some cash?
I did, Dane. It was just in a pub in the... I found $20 in the pee trough in the men's bathroom. So
okay.
Naturally, I picked it up, went and bought a beer with it. So I laundered the money. I got a beer and got some fresh money back.
There you go, mate.
Got some change.
It wasn't as good as the last one.
You palmed off the soak, soaks 20 to to the house.
Did you give a little wash?
Did you rinse it?
No, I didn't. I just gave it to them. I just washed my hands. Those little hand wash things that they've got on the bar.
Good on you.
Good work. Hey, $20, sometimes you've got to crawl under a sewer to catch a rat, I say. And that's at least three or four pots there. Well
that's
done.
Right. Good on you. Hello, Mark. How are you going?
Yeah, not bad. Thanks.
Mark, what's your money cash story?
Well, I had some cash left on from a sale of a compressor. I put it in the shed because I had a man
cave
and it works up
for
me bikes and stuff.
Now, listen, mate. Mark, I'm going to have to ask you to speak right into the phone because
we don't want to lose you.
Well.
Hard to
hear.
Yep.
Well, mate, I had some cash in the
sale
of a compressor.
Yep, can't hear you. Sorry, Mark. We're going to have to move on.
Mark, we'll come back because it's hard to hear that line. Let's go to Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hi.
How'd you go? Tell us what happened. What did you find?
I didn't find some money, but a man of mine did. He came across $250,000 in a barrel.
Holy moly.
Right.
He was on the news. He reported it to the cops, and after 3 or so months, he got to keep it.
You're joking.
Whoa.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, and I imagine he's gone into some sort of witness protection.
I've got no idea. No, but they did suppress his identity.
Yeah, the barrel is a bit of a giveaway, I think, to find $250,000 in a barrel. That's bizarre, and he could keep it. He handed it in to the coppers, and that's what happens.
I'll tell you what's happened here. He's done a deal with the coppers, who, let's be honest, haven't gone overboard promoting the fact.
You've been a bit tough on our cops today, Mick.
And then he's cut a deal. Mm-hmm. He's gone, I get the $250,000, you get a lazy 50, you get the 50 off the top.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't remember hearing that story, and whereas that should have been all over the news. Oh, anyway, well done to law enforcement, who
I have
a warm relationship with.
There you do. Ongoing. Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Joe, what's the money that you found or someone you know found?
Well, I was out shopping at Woolworths with my son. This is going back some years ago, and he found a very large wallet stuffed full of money. Doing the right thing, I said to him, you must hand it in. And we went up to the service desk. The service lady called for the man. She looked in the wallet and he come flying around a corner, snatched it out of my son's hand and said, that's mine.
What a bit of a dickhead.
I hate this guy.
To this day, I've often thought, I don't think I'll hand it back.
Robin, let it go.
Let it go,
Joe. Right. Sorry, Joe.
Well done, Joe.
Thank you. Let's go to Robin. Sorry, Robin, you're in Tassie?
Yes, I am.
What happened? Your nana found some money?
Yeah, so my nana used to look after her aunt, and when she passed away, they found $43,000 in $2 notes in her house.
Oh, jeez.
What?
That's a lot of $2 notes. Yeah.
And where did she have it hidden?
Everywhere, like, you know, in the old, they don't call them poofs anymore, or whatever they were, you know, the ottoman.
She shoved it in a poof.
In a poof, and shoe boxes. And
a chiffonier. She had it everywhere. Good on you, Robin.
And, every time she would go there, she'd be given man $2 notes to go and buy a big.
And it still makes you laugh to this day.
It does. It cracks me up.
Good on you, Robin. Thanks for that. One more call.
Yep, sure.
Let's go to Stan. Hi, Stan.
Hey, it's Dan, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. How are you, Dan?
Good. Hey, my dad didn't trust the banks too much, and he used to hide $50 notes in places around the house, and he actually put some inside a pot plant back in the 80s, and it must have been probably in the mid-90s when this plant died, and I bloody pulled the plant out, and everything. I found this bag, and I said, what's this bag? And I opened it up, and there was $5,000 with the $50 notes in there.
Oh, man.
Because they were the old paper ones, and he'd been watering the plant, that bloody bits and pieces of them were eating away. And he's like, oh, we should try and bank them. And I said, yeah, you should. And he said, no, you should. So so I took him to the bank. The lady looked at me quite funny. She said, where did you find these? I said, in a pot plant.
Did you get the $5,000 back?
No, we got 3,800 out of it. So because they, because the old paper ones, it ate
it
away.
Rotted.
No
good.
They're real numbers.
All right, good sounds good. That's a win.
Everyone's been pretty lucky around this country finding money, and well done for those who handed it in, by the way.
Yeah, have a think about it.
You're a bit cynical about the cops in this country.
No,
today.
I'm not. I'm just, that's the thin blue line operates on occasion.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to the HSV Series 2 Sports Cat, you can find your dealer at hsv.com.au.
Look at that.
How good.
It's Australia's most dynamic sports 4x4, and this is just a mammoth.
I'm going to put that
mammoth
up on my wall, on my bedroom wall.
Oh, you're looking at the big poster.
It's like a Farrah Fawcett Majors and Sports Cat.
You'd have the absolute red colour, though, wouldn't you? That'd be sort of your style.
Well, you know what? I did ask about the colours, and there's more. There's a hot, well, oh, I need my glasses.
Dark now. Shadow.
Orange.
Summit White.
So they don't call colours normal colours now.
Crush. I know all the colours.
Crush.
And mineral black.
Mineral black, that's what I would get. That would be, that's like me, isn't it?
Is that like a matte black?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. Looks these hot.
Look, this could be in Mad Max. If there was a Mad Max movie, you wouldn't touch anything. You just put this straight in.
Yeah, that's right. You don't need to
modify
it. Straight
to the front.
Yeah.
Bang. There you go with a sports cap.
You could be anybody, though, in it who is really one of the, you know, this is for HSV connoisseurs. Yeah. And I know you guys really love these vehicles.
So if you're not
stand out of the way, if you just
get out of the way, go and do something else. Yeah. Tune out for a minute while we talk to the serious
we're talking
customers.
To the real people here.
While we speak to the big boys, the top end of town, the Caff to Fufu.
Yes.
Right? Because this doesn't concern you.
Yeah.
This is all about the sports cap.
Go to hsv.com.au for more details,
you've
everyone.
It up like a pit, like a
I have
pin-up.
Like a pinup. Whoa, core.
Check out the tyres.
Woo.
Wow.
Crikey.
All right.
I love it, Sports Cat. Keep up the good work.
Is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here. Kennedy Malloy.
Now, we have been very excited because Australia's done so well in the first test in Edgbaston.
Apparently.
Well, Mick had trouble finding how to watch the cricket.
We've been banging on about this all day.
We have. So we thought, where do we do?
How hard is it to put the cricket on the telly? Okay.
Well, someone who will know and can help you with this is Nine's programming director, the big wig himself, Hamish Turner. G'day, Hamish. How are you?
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're really good, Hamish.
Hamish, you're killing me.
Mickey wants to watch the cricket.
I want to watch the cricket. I love the cricket. Huge fan of Nine, huge fan of the way Nine have covered sport for many years, particularly the cricket. I sit down in front of the telly, no cricket for Mickey. I get everything else. Yep. I get no gem. What is going on?
So, was that the first time you tuned in last night and just couldn't
No, start? I've been at friends' places.
Rightio, okay. And they've got what, Foxtel or something?
Yeah, Foxtel.
So, if you've got a Foxtel...
But I've got a dish, mate.
Yeah, right. So, the satellite... And this is the problem. Satellite customers can't access GEM. If you're a cable customer, you get GEM. So, the three things I'll say, because I know we haven't got much time, is firstly, it's on free-to-air, so you can get out of Foxtel and access free-to-air through that. Secondly, it's on 9 Now, so you can stream through 9 Now. It's in HD, so all you have to do is go to an app store and download 9 Now, and you can access it.
Hamish, you're assuming Mick knows.
You lost me with download
Mick doesn't know what an app is,
okay.
Hamish.
Otherwise, we had it on 9 on Saturday night, but the question I know you guys had is, why don't we play it on 9?
Yeah. Yes, why don't we?
Yeah.
Well, it was day 5, so we obviously can't control what happens in the UK. Going into the first test, we looked at the weather and thought, 3 days we're promising rain. We didn't know if we were going to make it to the 5th day. So the safest bet to both service the block audience but also service our cricket fans is obviously have it on GEM.
Okay.
Scotty friggin' Cam.
Scotty
Cam has ruined the Ashes.
That's
okay?
What we're going to say
You tell that Scotty Cam. Mate, surely... all right.
Hey, Hamish.
So it's on my free-to-air, is it?
You'd have to be happy with the Tigers though at the moment, mate.
nice save, Hamish. Nice save.
Hamish, maybe you would have gone. This. Your ratings would have gone through the roof last night if you had been cracker, on.
Hey? Is the next test going to be on Nine?
No. We'll maintain consistency. On a Saturday night, it is on Nine, but Gemma is the home of the cricket.
Well, can you make it go? Can you make go the home of cricket?
Mate, I'm going to get someone over your house.
That's what you need.
That'll solve it.
We'll come over and sort it out for you, and we can guarantee that by the second test, you'll be able to access it.
Well, that's going to solve a few problems for us. Thanks, Hamish.
For a network that's taken two of my shows off air, it'd be nice for you to put one on for me, okay?
See you guys.
Thanks. Adam Shan tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy.
Another premium selection of Kennedy Malloy. For a premium sports 4x4 range, check out the new Series 2 HSV Sportscat with sports suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard.